We are in Simen Tov Reish Nun Vav. We've done the Mechaber and we're now up to the Ramah. Hagah, Umi She'en Lo Esrig Oshar Mitzvah Overis. Someone who doesn't have money for an Esrig or any other mitzvah, where if he doesn't get any, which will not be able to perform the mitzvah. Ein Sarach Levazvez Aleil Hon Rav. He does not have to spend a fortune on it. Ukamosha Amru, the way Chazal said, Hamavazvez Al Yavazvez Yosu Mechomish. Afilu mitzvah veris, that you don't spend more than a chomesh, you don't spend more than a fifth. Why is that? It's a chash that you're going to end up making yourself poor. The same thing here, you do not have to spend a fortune on getting an esrig, even though it's a mitzvah veris. If you miss it on Sukkot, there's no way of making up for it. What is the minimum that you do have to spend? So the post can bring that since we find in Stoka that the minimum shear is to give ma'aser, less than that you're considered ayin ra. So they say that there must be such a minimum in sham mitzvahs also. In fact, some say that in staka, since other people can come up with the money, it could be that for a mitzvah of eris, you really have to spend even more than ma'aser, just Chazal never told us what the shear is. This din of chomesh ma'aser, the first year it's from the keren, from the principal, and from then on, it is from the Reva, from the prophets. You don't have to go and miser all of your belongings every year. Now, the Bir Halacha wants to say that in a case of somebody that has no money, he's poor, and he has just enough money to buy Arba Minim, that he should spend the money and buy Arba Minim, because he's poor anyway. This is not going to make him any poorer. And he's going to have to find a way of getting himself support. The only time Chazal said Al Yivaz B'Ziyosim Rechomish is that when you're really being irresponsible, you were your financial status was that you were stable, and now you're threatening it. You're making yourself no longer stable. Says the Ramana, V'davka mitzvahs asay, avalos asay, yitain kol memono kodem shiavo. You're not allowed to be over a mitzvah. Los asay, at any expense, you have to be prepared to give up all of your money. So he says, the reason is because a lav is bakum va'asei. The mashmas is that if it's a lav of sheval tasa, you don't have to spend all of your money. But it's because it's a kum va'asei. And certainly, with regard to, he says, with his nisakur, such a Shabbos, no one can say, if I don't work on Shabbos, I'm going to lose my job. Because you're mechuyev to give up all of your belongings and not be machal Shabbos.